We are up to Perek Yudalad and Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosso. To sponsor a shir, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor a shir link or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Sponsorships help the shiurim come in a consistent basis. We're up to Perek Yudalad on page Kuf Pei Hei in the new print, the halachas of washing and shmiring on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Zevalov begins, Mayim Shehuchmu Be'erev Shabbos, water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Mutter Lirchetz Be'erev Shabbos Chelik Min Ha'avarim. If the water was heated up before Shabbos, you could wash various parts of your body, panav like your face, yadav your hands, ragav your feet, or your avri ha'guf, your stomach, parts of, you know, your legs, different parts of body. Ach lo yirchetz Be'erev Kol Ha'guf Kulei. But one cannot wash his full body with it. Va'af lo yisrubay, not even rave his body. So you could do individual parts of your body, but you can't wash your whole body or the majority of your body. Afilum reichitz aver aver levadu. Even if you say you'll be a smart aleck, you wash this hand, I only wash this hand, now you wash the other hand, you wash this arm, that arm, right? And you'll do it individually and get through the whole body. That is awesome. So too you can't take a shower in such water. Now, even your panav yadav v'raglav, your face, your arms, your hands. So in Tzivkot Na'alef, he points out that nir l'chayrish u'davka kasha ein sham Cyrus. You have to be careful not to wash parts of your body that have hair. As we're going to see later, that there's a whole problem of schita in Sahar. And therefore he says, davka the eva be'ever, is if it's well, there's no sar on that here. Misha rogel lichaitz is kol aguf kulay mide yom biyomer. What happens if a person on top of page kuf pei vav who takes a shower, washes himself every single day, and he's a mitzdayer harbe, not stam a mitzdayer, he's a mitzdayer harbe. Imayne oisikain, if we wouldn't let him do it, a choyla, someone who's sick. Reitinik shereichtz may say mide yom biyomer. Or a newborn baby that you have to wash daily. Back in the olden days, in the time of the Gemara, the Mashmaya says that they're mamish makbid for health, to wash the mamish on a regular. I mean, we give children baths, but, you know, to make sure it's with warm water and the whole body, they thought that was necessary. Mutulam lichait is called a guf gam be Shabbos. Such a person could wash his whole guf on Shabbos. Vahu sheyachatsuhu b'mayim shuchmu be'erev Shabbos. But he has to make sure to use water that's warmed up from Erev Shabbos. He has to be very, very careful not to come to Schita. So, even though it's permitted to wash yourself, someone is mamish and mitztayer harbe, be very careful, because today you're going to wash your body, you have hair all over. You're going to have a problem with Schita, you have to be careful how you let yourself dry off. Many are naive not to allow it, but that's what he says. Siv Beis, Mayim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos B'Isser, water that was heated up on Shabbos B'Isser, also Lichitz Ben Mafilu Eiver Echad, one cannot wash even one Eiver with such water. Not only that, Af Mayim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos B'Heter, even if the water was heated up in a permissible fashion. For instance, Kegoyin Mayim Shehuchmu Aydei Nochil Tzere Choylo. Let's say you have a Choylo in the house. And this chayla requires hot water. And for this chayla, it's permitted to ask a guy to heat up the hot water. There's leftover hot water. Yud wants to use it. It's not allowed for him to use it. He's not allowed to use it, even to wash one aver. Or, my another case, Mayim Shi Yisrael Chimeim Oysam Laideha Modosam Karev La'esha Mokum Shena Yad Sledes Boy. You put water next to a furnace, next to a stove, in a place where it can't reach Yad Sledes Boy, so it's mutter to put it there. But Lamaisi, you warmed it to a much more comfortable temperature for washing yourself. You're not allowed to use that water on Shabbos to wash yourself. Gambam also lichetz v'lu aver echad b'lvad. Not even a single aver is permitted to be washed with such water on Shabbos. Siv gimel mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos ayde chuma eish. Water that was heated up by the heat of a fire. Even in the instance where you did no ma'isa to create it to happen, the water got heated up on its own. Water that was put on the fire before Shabbos, but didn't get hot until Shabbos. You have a dud shemesh on, and the it was a nice sunny day, and the water heated up by itself. If you mix cold water and the hot water on a Shabbos, obviously an oven that was mutter. Kol eila dinim kemavur leel sevalef. Da'ainu shemutter lirchitz bem chelik min haguf. All those types of water you could, since they weren't heated up by a person, but they were heated up by themselves, one can wash themselves eiv be'eiv with such water. Aval, like we said in sevalef, lo yes kol haguf kuloi, not his whole body. I feel like Aver Levadai, even if he's washing his whole body, doing it by Aver by Aver. He continues, it's permitted for a person to put on a sunny day his water out in the sun, to heat up that water by the heat of the sun, and then wash in Aver. So as long as the heating is being done by the Shemesh, says that is permitted. I don't know. I mean, you have to be pretty hot weather. Maybe in Florida. I don't know. Maybe in the deserts in Eretz Yisrael. You could put out on a hot day your water and it'll mamish warm up. Page Kuf Pei Zayin. On the top of Page Kuf Pei Zayin, Siv Dalet. Mayim Chamim Shebe Miskin Lechimu Mayim Aydei Chashmal Aydei Al Neft. Water that's in a hot water tank, whether it's gas, electric. Gamim Amiskan Enei Mufu B'Shabbos. Even if the gas, the electric, is not on Shabbos. Also, lohitzi mimenu ele im ken yizkor tchila heitev es haberes shedake zermem amayim akarim ala miskan. One cannot use hot water like that on Shabbos, even if he shuts off the flame. Because as you open your hot water, what happens? B'derech klal, the water enters the hot water tank. Now that water is hot. You're being mevashel that water. So he says, unless you shut off the valve on the intake into this boiler, into this hot water tank, you cannot take water out of it. Or, if you did something to make sure that the water dropped below Yad Seledes, according to Ramesh, we said it's 43 degrees Celsius, according to him, according to Rosh Hashanah, the Shemit is Chem Loi Sal Al Arbam, the Chamesh Milo Celsius, he says 45 degrees Celsius. You have to make sure that you did something to create that the water would go down to below 43 or 45 degrees Celsius. Depends who you want to be saimich on. If the water is below that temperature, right, and they have such a contraption, I know today, just shy on the pricing exactly how it works, but there are people who use it on Shabbos, the Shabbat, or whatever they call it, where what it does is it makes sure that the hot water tank drops below a certain temperature. Once it drops below that certain temperature, you could take water out, because even though new water is going in, that water won't be nisbashel on Shabbos. But if you don't have that, even if the tank, let's say, is off, you can't take water out of it because the water is going in. Now, just to shut off the valve is not so simple, because in most of our houses, you'll stop the water pressure if you do that, and you're not going to get much water out. But some will come out. You have to be careful that you're not being over on the Isle of Bishul. Siv hey, hamechin mei rochtzu u'ma'arvev lo tzerich zem mayim chamim mitech klirishin b'tech mayim karim ala hapich. Someone who prepares water to wash and he mixes into it hot water from a klirishin into cold water or vice versa, he has to be yak b'chachum ha'mayim ha'mu'rovim lo yagil k'day she'tei Shayate, you have to be careful to make sure that the water, the cold water that you're mixing with the hot water, can never reach Yatz Lesbe. If he pours cold water into water in a klirishin, even if it's not on the fire, he has to make sure if he's pouring it, he pours a lot at one time. Even if the amount of cold water he's putting into the hot water would make it that the water would only be warm, but lemaise, if you pour in slowly, each cold water as it enters until some point will reach Yad Seledes Bo. So you have to make sure to put vas achas so that the hot, that cold water never reaches Yad Seledes Bo. You want to make sure you're not heating up the first water. But if the hot water is in a klisheni, or right, that you're pouring into the cold water, or the cold water is being poured into a klisheni, says in the klisheni, it would be mutter if it would reach Yatzeledes. But there are people on Machmir Lachatrila not to do it. But he says, make our din, it's mutter. Sivov. Osilis Rachitz B'Shabbos Rechitzel Shem Refuah B'chamit Feri G'doyma. One cannot go into a hot spring on Shabbos L'Shem Refuah. And so that water you're not heating up, B'chamit Feri, it's naturally heat. Or if you live somewhere else where there's natural springs, but you're going into the water for the purpose of Refuah, one may not go into warm water to bathe for the purpose of Refuah on Shabbos. We'll stop over here today. In order to sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com. Click on sponsor a shiur, or please email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com, to keep the shiurim going on a consistent basis.